And I mean to tell you that in God's response to my word, He spoke chapters. I mean, He flooded my... We could start all over with this message right here, right now, and go a whole different direction, and we just keep going. Because, listen, isn't that... If we just call Him, if we just call Him, and that's why we worship. Because it transforms us by the renewing of our minds. It builds us up in our spirit. And it sends us out without a separation of church and life. I want that to stick in your mind, okay? And stick in your heart. So that when you're on the street, when I'm on the street, that I'll be reminded, Elijah, there's no separation of church and life. Listen, if you want all the things that God has promised to add to us, you're going to have to get this down pat. You're going to have to recognize that when you separate church, when you separate the church, when you separate the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost out of your life, it's costing Him. You're better off to lose something in life and let God restore sevenfold than you are to keep something in life separated from what the Lord really is wanting you to do and keep what you have there. Because it's going to go away and it's going to stop the other things from coming. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of stopping things from coming. I've been tired of that for a long time. I've had this preached to me by God from 87 different directions. It always comes up the same. Some things are robbing me. I want to know what they are. Usually I'm a thief. And folks, bad news. No thief. We'll see who came with that. So quit being a thief. You know, you rob yourself. You're a thief. Amen? So Jesus said, the time is coming. Then He says that the time is already coming and already here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, and the Father is looking for anyone who will worship Him this way. For God is spirit, so those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Anyone who will worship Him must worship Him in this way. Say, God, I will. Okay, keep your vows to God. And you will not be disappointed. You will begin to have more confidence for the future. You will begin to have greater assurance because when we pray and when we say, come upon us, Holy Spirit, you are empowered. You're going to be able to release that empowerment for yourself to help your unbelief, for yourself to strengthen you when you're wanting to doubt, and with confidence that whenever you pray, God hears you. The person you pray for don't have to hear you. God hears you. And God is able to do abundantly above and beyond what you can hope or imagine. You can release that. It's true. It's not just words. Think about that. God's able to do abundantly above and beyond what you can hope or imagine. We all know that verse. We've heard it. We said, yeah, that's in the Bible. Think about it. Time is coming. As for me, now is the time. What do you say? Say, as for me.
As for me.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
As for me.
As for me.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You. Hallelujah. Now is the time for healing. Now is the time for deliverance. Now is the time for provision. Now is the time for perfection and protection. Now is the time for love and joy and peace and long suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. Now is the time. Every person here, come upon every person here, the Holy Spirit. Come upon every person here as we go out to worship. No more separation of church and life, but one.